Fred Film Radio.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the UK Jewish Film Festival. And I'm joined here by the chief executive, Michael Etherton. And he's going to tell me about the film festival for this year. So, Michael, thanks so much
for taking time to speak with us. Nice to be talking to you. Yeah, well, the festival, we're well underway. We've been going for 11 days now, and it runs through till the 21st of November in London. And then we are on tour across the UK till the 12th of December. So we're taking highlights of the festival on tour. We've got 99 films, quite a lot, from 25 countries. And it's all kinds of material. It's feature films, it's documentaries, it's short films, it's comedy, drama, all kinds of material. But what it's got in common is we look for films that somehow reflect Jewish culture or Jewish life. Mm. So we're always looking at the content, and that's the key thing for the UK Jewish Film Festival.
And why do you need a UK Jewish Film Festival? You know, what do you hope to gain from kind of bringing together all these films that represent this particular group of people?
I think, you know, we don't actually see Jewish life or Jewish stories represented much on our screens. It's very little, and I guess the point of a festival like the UK Jewish Film Festival is it's the chance to bring that material, and there's some really amazing films out there. It's a chance to bring those films to audiences, Jewish and non-Jewish, right across the country, and the majority of the films that we're going to show, they won't be seen on screens in the UK. And so I think particularly at a time, actually more than ever, at a time like this when there is growing concern about, you know, maybe growth of racism, anti-Semitism, society's feeling a bit more divisive. We need to see different stories represented on our screens more. And it's important that we see Jewish life on screen too, because there's so many stereotypes and lack of understanding. And, a festival like the UK Jewish Film Festival, it really brings the diversity of Jewish life to the screen.
Does it surprise you in some respects that you would hope that we would be moving forward, making progress in terms of having a more tolerant society, but actually can sometimes feel maybe we've regressed slightly? I don't know, with all the accusations of anti-Semitism within the UK Labour Party, for example, Jewish MPs getting given a hard time. So does it feel like somehow we haven't had sort of linear progression, and that's why there's still a need for these conversations for Jewish life to be represented?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, it is a bit disappointing. Society isn't just a linear journey. We go backwards and forwards and in circles. So I think the role of a film festival is ever more important. We do need to move away from cliche and stereotype, and we do need to show the complexity of the different cultures that make up our society, and just there's some really great stories out there, some wonderful films that we want to bring, and there's a few, of course, which will go on general release, like our closing night, Jojo Rabbit, will be on general release next year. So there are some big films with some glamorous stars for those who like that kind of glitzy stuff as well.
And so maybe we can just talk a bit about the programme for this year. So you mentioned Jojo Rabbit. Like, why that film, and what do you think is unique about this one and some of the other newer films, like The Operative as well, with Martin Freeman?
Well, Jojo Rabbit is going to be a big film next year. Of course, it's from director Taika Waititi, half Jewish, half Maori, unusual combination there. And he's taken on, a subject which, you've got to be mad to take on this subject. Making a comedy, about a boy who joins the Hitler Youth. This isn't a subject that any normal person would take on. But this director has, and it's in the tradition of sort of Mel Brooks and the producers. And he does it very effectively. It's a satire. It's about a 10-year-old. He joins the Hitler Youth. He's very enthusiastic. He's a bit inept. He's rather likable, of course, and he has an imaginary friend who is Adolf Hitler. And it's quite a sort of avuncular, sort of slightly psychopathic, but kind of quite cozy Adolf Hitler. So it's quite disconcerting to watch, but I guess that the moral heart of the film is quite sound. The boy realizes his mum is hiding a Jewish girl upstairs, and he gradually befriends the girl, and he goes on a journey of transformation. And that's the sort of journey of the film. We thought it was important to bring it into the UK Jewish Film Festival. It won't please everybody, but there's a lot to discuss there, and I think that his heart is in the right place, and that this is a film that has a role to play in education, particularly for young people. You know, plenty of other films, you know, on the other end of the scale. We opened with a lovely French film called My Polish Honeymoon, about a young French couple. They decide to go on honeymoon. They leave their baby with grandparents, and they go on a sort of part honeymoon and part journey to discover their roots. And it's a sort of exploration, well, it's comedic exploration of what it is to be Jewish today and how we come to terms with our often traumatic past as European Jews, and how how Poland perceives its Jewish past. You know, it looks at anti-Semitism, but it kind of does it in a wry, kind of tongue-in-cheek way, and it's just a beautiful, funny, and touching film. And we're taking that around the country with us on tour as well. So there's so much. On tour, we've had to be really careful with what we could take, and we've chosen 6 or 8 films that sort of are representative in some way.
And kind of some of the things you hit upon there, do you feel that, you know, in a way, we're realising that humour can actually be a good way to tackle some of these issues with films like Jojo Rabbit, that kind of that satirical nature, maybe rather than just a sort of cut and dry, quite serious, earnest approach, it kind of gives people a different way of approaching the story or getting into the mindset.
Definitely. I think that, you know, Jewish humour, Jewish comedy is quite a well-known brand, I guess, and we always like to have some decent Jewish comedy in the festival. I think it does. It can reach where other places can't. And, you know, we've got another film that reminds me, a German film called How About Adolf, which is, you know, about a you know, it's set around the dinner tables, and middle class families get together, and one of them announces that, you know, they've decided to call their child, unborn child, Adolf. And that's the sort of premise of the film. And, of course, it sets off a whole train of events. And, you know, the others are horrified. How could you possibly think of calling? It's actually very, very funny, but some very serious questions. I think you're right that comedy can open the door to discussion of some quite serious issues. And, you know, it just reaches over beyond the intellect. It can be effective. So we definitely have a lot of comedy at the festival this year.
Or even, you know, in the sense of something being kind of controversial sometimes. Maybe when something's provocative, it gets people talking about it more. But like you say, it's not going to please everyone. But sometimes just kind of like seeing where that line is maybe gets people talking more.
Yeah, definitely. Comedy's definitely one that can do that. And that, I think that, you know, even if you look back at Woody Allen or you know, other Jewish comedies, they're sort of way of, you know, underdogs, or sort of, you know, way of expressing things that can't be expressed in other ways. And there's plenty at the festival, but there's also, you know, documentary and drama and, you know, a whole range of films. The Operative, which you mentioned earlier, stars Martin Freeman, Diane Kruger, and really kind of powerful spy thriller. Martin Freeman plays a British Jewish guy based in Berlin who recruits for the Mossad, the Israeli spy agency. Diane Kruger plays this, she's a spy. She goes to Tehran and she befriends a businessman, and she's there to spy. And fantastic film. And we're really proud to be able to present it. It was premiere on Thursday night at Picture House Central, and that's one of the ones we'll be on tour with as well.
And talking about maybe some of the other parts of the programme, like more of the classics. I know we've got the Solomon and Gaynor 20th anniversary screening tonight from Paul Morrison. So what some
such
of the classics?
A beautiful film. Yeah, I mean, Solomon and Gaynor, I just can't resist. You know, it's a film, I mean, if you don't like crying at films, don't go and see Solomon Gaynor, because I've got to say, after half an hour, I'm in tears for the most of the rest of the film, about 100 minutes probably. That is beautiful. It's definitely the only Jewish film that's in Welsh and Yiddish and English. And I just, you know, we thought and just wanted people to have another chance to see it. Yes, it won loads of BAFTAs, but it didn't get seen again. And it's such an amazing film. And we're showing it tonight here in London. And a lot of the cast are with us because there's such goodwill and they remember it so fondly. And the story just stays with you, this young Orthodox Jewish tailor falling in love with this Welsh girl in the Welsh valleys, and it's a Romeo and Juliet story, but it's so wonderful. So we're thrilled to show that. We've got a few other anniversary films. It's the 30th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally, so that's been a great excuse to show that, and that's also part of the Billy Crystal strand that we're running tonight. We're showing the UK premiere of Standing Up, Falling Down with Billy Crystal. We have that, and of course it was the 10th anniversary of the Coen brothers' A Serious Man. Definitely one of my top 10 films. And we showed that. We had a discussion afterwards about what makes Serious Man Jewish. and that was lovely to be able to show. So archive film is definitely part of what we bring.
And sort of looking ahead, do you feel that it's still really important to have these platforms for Jewish film? And do you think more needs to be done to represent the Jewish community better, have more funding for these sorts of films? How do you see things need to maybe change going forward? Or are we in a good place?
Well, I think what's new for us as a festival this year is the extent of our UK tour. So we're going to 21 towns and cities, and a lot of those places don't have any Jewish communities at all. And that's deliberate, because we want to bring Jewish story and life through film to much wider audiences. So that's really exciting for us this year, and we would like to see that continue and develop, and that feels really important at the moment. And overall the festival has increased in size gradually each year, so there's a sort of an appetite for the festival and for films, the films that we bring, which you can't otherwise see. So we develop a bit each year. I think it's really important. I think all these film festivals have a role to play, and I think in the current situation with anti-Semitism on the increase, I think that the UK Jewish Film Festival is important. It is a way of reaching out that you can't achieve in other ways. And to be honest, there is very little on the screen. I see, yes, there was a storyline with Dr. Legg in EastEnders. Not much more. There's Friday Night Dinner. Great, I love it. But beyond that, we don't see so much Jewish life on screen. And of course, Jewish community is a small minority in the UK, and that might be one reason. But I really think that we need to see a bit more on our screens, on our big screens, on our small screens. And so I guess that's the role that we're playing. We have a video on demand platform, and that reaches another audience as well.
Do you see that it's any different in the UK, Europe, as it is in the US? I was just thinking of the series The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Maybe do you think the representation of Jewishness is different in the US than it is here in Europe?
Well, in the US, Jewish humour, for example, is mainstream humour. So it's very different because, if you think of New York, Jewish culture is mainstream, it's majority. New York is the biggest Jewish city in the world. Jewish culture is New York culture. It's certainly a big part of it. Very different here. It's really different in Europe. Jewish communities played a great role in TV and film, but Jewish culture is not mainstream here, and even here in London. So it's really, really different from what we have in America. Again, in Hollywood, there's a lot of Jewish filmmakers, in a way that doesn't really happen in the UK. So I think that it's really different, a really different situation that we have here in Europe from America. But we learn a lot from them, and
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that with me, and congratulations on what looks to have been a very successful 23rd year of the UK Jewish Film Festival.
Thank you.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.